This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. And hour number one, we're going to be talking with Phil Hudock. Hudock.info. H-U-D-O-K. .info. We're going to be talking about the Bill of Peace 2020. Hour number two, it's going to be just me, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on the coronavirus. These are my opinions based on my research and discussions with people who are in the know. And I'm going to tell you what I think you need to consider doing, how to prepare, what you need to think about, and how bad this really is. So for our, this is a warning for those of you who are weak of the digestive system. I suggest you tune out hour number two. If you're a young person and you shouldn't be listening to conversations that are terrifying and frightening, I suggest you don't listen to hour number two. If you don't plan on taking any action for yourself to protect you and your family, there's no need to listen. Go just go play video games. Okay. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Phil Hudock, Hudock.info, H-U-D-O-K.info, Bill of Peace 2020. He's going to give us an update as to where his organization is. Welcome, Phil Hudock.
Hey, Vince. It's great to be. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. You got an echo. Sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Guess what? I'm in the Smithsonian National Postal Museum. I ducked in here so I could talk to you because I just left Union Station heading for the Capitol. So I had to find a place where I could not be shivering.
So well, is it empty?
It actually opens at 10 o'clock, so I hope there aren't a whole bunch of people passing by. I'm in the lobby. I'm not actually going through the security, you know, the metal detectors and all that stuff.
He's ready to go off.
From the news I heard, it sounds like the world's going to hell.
It is. It is. And, you know, I wanted to say this tongue-in-cheek. I was thinking about saying it, but I don't want to put a damper on your efforts, but the way it's going right now, we all may be sovereigns, you know, just by the course of the coronavirus. I mean, we may be on our own as a result of that. But let's hope
we're on a train wreck ride. Yeah,
we are on a train wreck ride. Absolutely. And the light at the end of the tunnel is another train. That's what I see. So, Phil, what have you determined? What's the status of Bill of Peace 2020? Tell you what, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch of what it is first for those who might not have heard about it?
Yes, Bill of Peace 2020 is a opt-in to an arbitration award which validated a contract, a new contract, a new way to interface with the government, which is pretty much not interfacing with the government, which is what people need to do. In order to practice free will, you have to make decisions, but when the government makes all the decisions for you and they tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and what happens if you don't do it, you're not really a free man. You're not really in the land of the free and the home of the brave. You're in the slave. So this is an amazing thing. It's an actual permanent injunction against the government. They have to settle lawfully, okay, and so that's what we have to force them to do. But as Washington said, George Washington, he said, government is like fire. And if anyone, you know, heats their home by fire or goes camping, whatever, you've got to control the fire. Fires get out of control. And it is our government. We are the people. And we need to think in a different way that we are the ones who employ our servants who are supposed to do our bidding. We're not supposed to be at the beck and call of these people who, you know, government has actually replaced God in that that's who we're supposed to trust. That's who's supposed to protect us. I believe I'm a child of God, so I claim my birthright to the Creator, and I abide by His laws. And if I don't hurt anyone or damage property, I shouldn't be interfaced with, you see. So this is a neat opportunity because it was done on behalf. It was done on behalf of all people. At the present time, over 3,200 people around the country have opted in. And I just got to meet this week with 40 people in a hotel who worked with me and went down to D.C., and told our representatives what to do and how to do it. And those 40 people came from the state of Washington, the state of Oregon, Missouri, Ohio, Massachusetts, North Carolina. And these are the kind of people you want to be around because you can trust what they say. They're, you know, they're real, real people. So in a nutshell, that's what Treaty of Peace or Bill of Peace, we call it Bill of Peace because we're affecting a bill on the private side where Congress can provide remedy and relief for damages and to make people whole.
Kiljunak, what has been the reaction in Washington with the bureaucrats and the alleged representatives whom you've spoken with?
Right. Well, you know, the legislators have people that work for them. And I figured this, but it was verified that what they try to do is to deflect anything from them. So a lot of people that we've interfaced with here are the, you know, they're part of the establishment that are doing what they're told, and their job is to make it hard for anyone else to make the legislator do his job. So there was a lot of deflection. You know, for instance, well, this should be handled in the courts. And, you know, now I spoke to the West Virginia, two attorneys for Senator Manchin from West Virginia. That was probably the most interesting exchange that we had. These two gentlemen, one was his senior counsel, and the other was an attorney too. So we got to talk law. We got to talk the rule of law, and they admitted that everything I did was right, and that Congress could indeed provide remedy and relief. But he said they're just going to sit on it. That was his words. They're just going to sit on it. Now that's the problem. We need numbers of people. Because, like I say, government is like fire. You know, you have to force it or to act, and you have to restrain it to keep it from spreading and doing damage. And our government has done tremendous damage. But, you know, that was an interesting exchange because this man truly understood contract law. Now, some of them act like, you know, we really don't know what you're talking about. And I'm sure they went through the public school system, so they aren't very well educated into how things really work and how it's supposed to work and what contract law is. And it's really very simple. But it was interesting to talk to people. Amazingly, some of the people that were just there wanted to know why we were there. And then when we told them, they got interested. And they said, well, how can I find out more about this? So you know, at the present time, we have 3,199 in town. So I'm sure it's over 3,200. We're telling people you can continue to opt in. We're doing it a little different now. If you opted in before, you simply sent your opt-in papers to us, and then we put them together in digital form to give to Congress to be included in the bill. However, here's what we're doing right now. We're asking people to go to the website. And there are two videos that I posted that were done here in the last 2 days. And on those videos are phone numbers for the three representatives that I have from West Virginia. And one is Senator Manchin. A second one is Senator Capito. A third one is Alex Mooney. He's a congressman. So these three folks have been given the information. They admit that this could be handled, it could be affected right here. And so we're putting the pressure on them, and we're asking people to call them. And anyone that opts in now, their paperwork will go to these three, two gentlemen and one woman who's Shelley Moore Capito. She's a U.S. Senator. So we're putting the pressure on. We told them we're not leaving. We're not giving up. This is a commitment. This is a conviction. You know, convictions are something you have to do. Rights are something that you can do. So this is beyond a right. This is a duty. This is a conviction. So I got to meet some really wonderful people that are working their buns off. They're the kind of people you'd want to be around, Vince. They understand who is in charge, who's the creator, and who do we really owe allegiance to. It's our creator. And so we're just trying to get government to, number one, give remedy and relief where it is due. And number two, this will be a wake-up call because we are whistleblowers saying this is a train wreck. And we don't, you know, we want what our founders promised us and what our God bequeathed us with these blessings. But you've got to have responsibility, Vince. A blessing with no responsibility won't happen.
I'm at hudoc.info, hudok.info, class. And first line, headline, homepage says, quote, government of, by, and for corporations in default and dishonor, end quote. Phil, where is the telephone number of these three alleged representatives?
Yeah, if you go to the video there, the Jim Jordan video where we went into Jim Jordan's office, and they allowed us to videotape in there. We asked them for permission. Many of the offices, as a matter of fact, most of them, they will not let you tape inside the office, but he did. And at the end of that video, you will see the phone numbers, the three phone numbers for these people that we want to target. We want to force a bill on the floor. And then we'll see who's who in the zoo. And this is not
who's
anywhere
who?
Near over.
Who's who in the zoo? Yeah, Phil, if you'd like, we can give out those numbers right here, right now, when we come back from this break. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with Phil Hudoc, hudoc.info.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Till Hudok's with us. Hudok.info, HUDOK.INFO. Phil Hudok is telling you in plain English that we've been lied to, cheated. We have been misled. We've been told that things are great. They're not great. And if you'd like to learn more about the Bill of Peace 2020, go to Hudok.info, please. Check it out and see if you want to opt in and regain your sovereignty. Phil, do you have phone numbers that you'd like to give out on the air? I have no problem doing that.
Do you have access to a computer there? I just moved outside where it's a little quieter.
Okay.
Because if you are on Hudok.info, you can actually go to that Jim Jordan page. If you just click on that, it'll take you to a page. And on that page are the three phone numbers. So I apologize for not having them ready.
Oh, that's okay, Phil. I'm in the middle of nowhere. And I don't have enough bandwidth to do it. So I barely have enough bandwidth to broadcast, let alone, so I can't go, you know, searching well, as yeah, other broadcasters just, do.
Yeah, let's just say when they go there, I will make it prominent on the main page, but right now, they can see it on, that Jim Jordan page where it also has a link to a YouTube. Yeah.
May I?
Okay.
Is that someone?
I just got kicked out of somewhere. Not where I'm supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what that's like. I've had the police called on me when I was at two conventions, and they threatened to arrest me if I didn't leave. So I understand what this is like. You're just minding your own business, not causing any problems, and then someone with a uniform and maybe a badge and maybe a gun and nightstick and taser and body armor and handcuffs and a radio and three other guys just tell you how it's going to go. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
You know,
we're talking.
That's true. You know, the people here have been very nice. I'm talking just the regular, normal, non-governmental people. You know, they've helped us with directions, riding the metro, and you know, it's sad. It's sad that our servants are of a different mindset, and it's just, it's really sad. I mean, you know, I do this because, number one, it's a conviction to my creator, and number two, you know, the founders of this country did it for their posterity. I mean, what are we going to leave for our children except a hellish world?
Phil, we live on a farm, and I have advised our family that we have a gate around to the entrance. We have farm gates, and they will be locked. They will be locked. We don't want people coming here. Now, some people might take offense at that. Well, it's our property, and that's nothing more than what you're talking about. You just want to be left alone. You don't want people showing up telling you what to do. Like, Phil, did you walk up to that person who told you that you couldn't be there, or did he walk up to you?
I had gone down some steps, and he was leaning over a railing, and he just said, "You can't be there," and moved. And so he was like about 20 feet above me looking down. As I was trying to hide somewhere where I just could, you know, communicate with you without all this noise, you know. It's crazy. I grew up in a suburb of Pittsburgh. It was actually West Virginia, but it was steel. And I had decided when I was in college that I was going to go to the mountains somewhere and kind of live a separatist life. Not that I feel I'm better than anyone, but I just wanted to build a log cabin out in the mountains and be by myself. And boy, that didn't happen. I did move into the mountains, but unfortunately I'm now at ground zero. But you know, I don't know. The Lord put me in this situation, and I do trust that everything happens for a purpose. You know, me talking to you today, that's ordained. Now, I don't believe anything happens by accident. It's always outside God's perfect will. So, you know, I just try to serve Him by doing what He leads me to do.
Phil, I've got a comment about what you just said when we come back from this bottom of the hour break. Phil Hudock's with us, hudock.info. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A World Health Organization spokesman saying today that the coronavirus outbreak is getting bigger. In Geneva, the organization reaffirmed a warning that the virus could soon reach most, if not all, nations on Earth. There are about 60 confirmed cases of the virus here in the United States so far. Yesterday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, testified on Capitol Hill that Americans do need to take reasonable precautions.
I'm going to ask them to obviously accelerate their own view of the standard things that we do for flu, hand washing, cough in your sleeve, don't go to work or school if you're sick.
Pope Francis is postponing all his official audiences and other activities today. The Vatican says he's working from home as the pontiff is, in its words, still slightly unwell. On Ash Wednesday, he appeared to be suffering from a cold. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Phil Hudock, I believe you said that. Just as we're going into the bottom of the hour break, that you were ordained to be here at this time. And I have been on the phone, I've been on conference calls across the world with USA Prepares instructors over the last couple of weeks. And all of us whom I've spoken with believe that the sum of our experiences in our lives to this point have uniquely prepared each and every one of us as instructors for this moment in history, which could be the takedown of humanity. Does that sound something like you agree with, or how does that sound to you?
It's amazing how God orchestrates things. I've seen it over and over. The older I get, the more I realize he's in control, even when sometimes I think I am. But he's totally in control, and it's awesome. He's a living God. He's in control, and he keeps his promises. And that's my hope. My hope is in the Creator, not in anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, please continue with what this means to us, Phil Hudock. What are the benefits to us regaining and demanding our sovereignty, our freedom from the oppression of the government? And that would sounds to me like that means federal, state, and local.
Yes, the local government is just an instrumentality of the state government, which is just an instrumentality of the federal government. So this arbitration order affects the interfacing of you, every American that so desires. It affects how you interface with the government. And basically it says you have diplomatic immunity, the same thing that a diplomat would have. Like I've said, it's like being a Native American on the reservation, but you don't have to stay on the reservation. The only thing that the government can interface with you is if you commit a capital felony worthy of the death penalty, and then they can ask you to leave. They can force you to leave the country. They can say you have to leave. And that's exactly what they do with a diplomat. A diplomat is under a different law form than our Constitution. Well, now, because the government's constitution contract was found to be void, you can now go under a different law form, which is dictated by that contract. It allows you to have a land patent for your property. It says you have the option of all kinds of things, such as paying taxes. You don't have to pay income tax, property tax. The government has to do an accounting of anything, any bonds or trusts, which is very interesting for those that understand the Suscoby Trust. And it also requires that the government destroy all documentation they keep on you, except to provide you with a document of immunity, which is the same thing that a diplomat would have. So the structure for the government to affect this is already there. It already exists with diplomatic immunity. And, you know, being in D.C. and watching all these people who are trying to get something from their government, I mean, I saw people that had pictures of hypodermic needles on their backs because they are pro-vaccination. I saw people with black shirts with white circles with the word one. And when I asked them what it was about, well, they're about getting all kinds of programs for the people. So, you know, I would say we were the only people there who were not looking for something from the government. We were looking to exercise our responsibility that the rule of law be upheld. And in this case, that we receive remedy and relief, and it's peaceful. We're not trying to bring down the government. We're just saying at least make us whole, and hopefully this could be an example. This, you know, we're whistleblowers. We're saying you can't do this. You're not supposed to do this, and we're not going to allow you to do this. You know, it's kind of like over my dead body, you know. I mean, it's been 5 years, and this is the culmination. And those that see what it is are so excited about it. I mean, I was with the greatest bunch of people that you could imagine in that day that came from all over the country. talk to our congressman, we say, you know, this is everywhere because the word is getting out, you know, through you, through Dave Hodges, through Coast to Coast. You know, people are hearing this. What they need to do now is do something, act, you know. I've got an idea. If someone's listening now and they can go to that website and get those phone numbers and call in, well, then they can be responsible. If they feel that responsibility, do it. You know, but it will be, they will be on the website, and people need to learn about it anyway, you know. And if you're too afraid to do it, I feel sorry for you, but at least help others, you know, at least make some calls. For me, it's been 5 years. Well, I'm not, you know, I've been blessed, but most people wouldn't go through what, you know, I and some others have gone through.
Phil, many years ago, in the corrupt state of Missouri, there was a House bill to ban AR-15s, AK-47s, magazines greater than 10 rounds, shotguns with specific kinds of grips. And I heard about that, and I called Jefferson City, Missouri, the state capital, and I asked for Jill Shoup's phone number, and I got it, and Rory Ellinger's phone number. I got their cell phones. And I said who I was, and I said I didn't have their phone numbers, and I got them. And then I went on the radio, and I gave out their cell phone numbers because those two thugs wanted to, alleged representatives, wanted to steal our personal property. So I gave out those phone numbers on the air, and I suggested to our class that if they want to, they can call those numbers. And I said when a government type calls us, we don't get their phone number. It says blocked or unavailable because they don't want us to know the phone number that we're paying for that they're calling from. And I said, so, you know, I suggest you be polite and tell them whatever you think. And the next day they were on television, KMOV television, St. Louis, Missouri, and they were complaining that they were being yelled at, screamed at, beat up from all kinds of people, and where did they get our numbers from anyway? And that bill was dead within one day. One day. So, what I'm saying, Phil Hudock, is that giving out those phone numbers is a great way for people to reach their alleged representatives and tell them whatever they think. I suggest being polite, but that kind of thing really terrifies them. Absolutely terrifies them because there's another person, a real live person on the end of that phone. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And it didn't let up. It was all day and all night. It didn't let up.
Right, right, right. You know, I belong to the NRA and the GOA and the West Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I'm all for protecting our gun rights, but we can keep our guns and still lose. You know?
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying, Phil. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about.
I'm
not talking about the method. The method of
right,
protecting
method.
Our rights by phone calls, by letting these alleged representatives and their minions know that there are a bunch of us, and there are a bunch behind those who haven't called, and we've had it, and here's what we want, and here's what they are not going to do to us. That works.
Right. Right, and the point I wanted to make was, you folks that are fighting for gun rights realize that the rule of law across the board has to be demanded. So, you know, I'm just saying don't stop there. You know what I mean? You know, when I interfaced with these representatives, with these legislators, I was hoping they were going to say to me, hey, I've been getting calls, I've been getting faxes, I've been getting letters, you know. I was hoping I would hear that, and I hope I hear that in the future, because people do what needs to be done. It's very simple. It needs to be done. Government will only act when they're forced to. And if it's uncomfortable for them, if their phones are ringing off the hook, if their fax machines are running out of paper, that's when they feel that they have to do something.
Mm-hmm. So, Phil, in a nutshell, what this does is it disconnects the government, federal, state, and local from we the villagers, we the people. And we have to behave properly. We have to be, it doesn't mean Mad Max, we can do anything we want and we're immune. To me, it means that we have to behave properly, kindly, nicely, honorably, the golden rule, the Ten Commandments, those kinds of things, and just leave us alone. That's what this means, and it means that there'll be no government inspector looking at our house, our land, and saying, okay, just adding this all up because we're going to tax you on all this. And it means no driver's license, and it means no license plates required by the state. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. You don't need permission from the government. However, you are still responsible. You know, this doesn't affect how you interact with other people. You still can't damage property or persons. You know, you're still responsible for that, and you could be sued or sue. But we're just talking government now. You know, a government that is unlawful. It's that simple.
Phil, I have gotten phone calls from cities, and they demand that I do certain things. And they demand payment for things that they don't deserve. And my response to them is, so what's your name? And what's your title? And what do you do there? Okay, so are you telling me that your boss is telling you to call and harass me and demand money for something I don't know? Is that what you're telling me? And then I say, I'll tell you what, why don't you tell your boss to either grow a set or take them out of his pocket and call, make these calls himself? Let's see that. And I'll tell him how it really is. But what happens is, and the reason I'm saying it this way, is because these bosses, these bureaucrats, have people who work for them. But yet, I look at them all the same way. I don't say it's the boss and the little people, you know, be nice to the little people because they're, you know, they're told to beat you up. I'm looking at them as all, as a cartel, as a syndicate that is working against me and my family. So I don't look at them and say, you know, they're just, you know, that's their job. I look at them as they signed up for that job and they're willing to beat us up. Do you look at it the same way or differently?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Okay, so you do look at it the same way. Okay. We've got one more segment with Phil Hudock. And if any of you has that number that he's talking about, please call in. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, the website is hudoc.info, hudoc.info. Phil Hudoc is with us. Phil, what are the steps that we need to take to opt out of the corrupt, greedy, oppressive, unlawful corporations that are stealing our hard-earned wherewithal, the sum of all of our family's efforts, the people who take our money at the muzzle of a gun and give it to themselves and their friends? What do we need to do to what steps do we take to unshackle ourselves from these government corporations?
Absolutely. Well, they need to get educated and due diligence. You know, this is free will. I don't want to talk anyone into doing that. I want doing this. I want them to do it because they understand it and they want to do it. So that's why we have that website. It's been there for 5 years now. And we ask people to do their homework, find out what it is about, understand. You should never go into anything you don't understand. You know, that's contract law. That's the essence of contract law. And once they look at it, if they feel that they can make their own decisions in life rather than have someone decide their life for them, then this is for them. But if they're a person who wants to be told what to do, and like I said, and when to do it and all that, well, then this is not for them. This isn't for what we call people that act as sheeple. These are people that act as heirs of the Creator, who are given life, the blessing of life, to live and live abundantly. So, you know, you were saying that the government is like a crime syndicate. That's exactly what it is. As a matter of fact, I was thinking the other day about the mafia, and I thought the mafia is actually more lawful than the government. The mafia has rules they won't break. You know, you don't mess with someone's family. Well, we know
what's interesting. You know what's interesting about that? I was talking with one of our instructors, and he said, "You know, the government learned from the mafia." And I said, "No. The mafia learned from the government. The government's been doing this for governments have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years, killing people that they think are their enemies." and the government. You know, just think of a king, around the time of the Vikings, and think of kings and what that was all about. And they say, well, we want that land over there, and we're going to have to kill a bunch of people to get it, but it's worth it. We're going to lose a bunch of ours, but it's worth it. Let's go do it. That's the kind of greed that we're talking about. These guys, whatever you have, they want it. They want a piece of it. And that piece is getting bigger and bigger. If you look at how much we are paying in taxes, if you look at back in the 1970s, around 1971, it used to be that dad would go to work and mom would stay home and raise the children. And then all of a sudden, around 1971, mom started going to work. And I've asked instructors, why do you think that is? And they haven't figured it out until just now. And that was because of taxes and inflation. That's government corporation greed. And that's why now you have to have a couple jobs in order to stay afloat, because of the taxation, the oppression, and the greed. Well, enough's enough. And if Phil, if you're not successful with this, then the next step will be the second American Revolution. Do you agree with that?
This is the peaceful way.
You know, that's what I mean.
It's either the ballot box and our government doing what they're supposed to do, or, you know, it's the other box.
I'll say what it is. That's the cartridge box.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, people just need to look at this and realize that you've been conditioned, and you need to deprogram yourself or get someone to help you, because this is not how it's supposed to be. It is, but it's not the way it's supposed to be. So,
and the government training camps have conditioned your children to believe things that are not true. For example, class, what kind of a government do we have? Democracy. That's what they say. That's what's in the book. That's what they regurgitate. That's what they believe, because that's what they've been conditioned to. And the dumb media. The dumb media say the same thing. I'm talking about the talking heads. You know, those highly overpaid people who tout the same lies. We live in a democracy. Even elected representatives tout the same lies.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can, research the 1933 Army Training Manual. And it tells you exactly what a democracy is. It leads towards mobocracy. It's that simple.
Well, a democracy would be two foxes and a chicken deciding what's for dinner, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's a democracy.
Dog eat dog.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we're headed, class. And we'll talk a little bit more about that second hour. Phil Hudock, I want to thank you. And, you know, I heard sirens and horns in the background, and I'm thinking, that's exactly what we don't want. That's exactly...
What you hear is our future if we don't do something.
And I just heard it as you were saying that in the background again. Yeah, lights, sirens, guns. There it is again.
Yep. Thank you, Vince. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil. Be well. Be safe. Hour number two coming up. That's going to be me talking about the coronavirus, what I think you need to know, what I've learned, how it's impacted the country, and what it's going to do to the supply chain, which is a real big one.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.